So at Texas A&M, we greet everybody with one word, and it's howdy.
Howdy.
We'll do it one more time so everybody can do it. Howdy.
Howdy.
It's an honor to be here. Brett, thank you very much for that great introduction. I can tell that my mother must have written it a little long, but really proud and honored to be here. I can't tell you, as Christy and I were walking through the room, how many familiar faces, teachers of ours, friends of ours, classmates we haven't seen in 22 and 26 years. We just love Brenham. It's good to be alive. Reverend, that was a remarkable blessing that you gave for all of us. We thank you very much. And Rihanna Fathery, that brought me to tears. I've never heard the national anthem sung that way. It was absolutely beautiful. Where is she? Where's Brad? No, that was beautiful. So given the fact that Brett kind of teed it up with this A&M stuff, so, you know, I'm going to give an Aggie speech tonight, but, you know, if I gave you the other kind of speech, it'd be a point over here and a point over here and a lot of bull in the middle for my Longhorn friends out there. But in all candor, today was a pretty special day in Austin. Today was an orange and maroon legislative day, where your legislators that were graduates of both the University of Texas and of Texas A&M got together and talked about higher education. So it was a great day in Austin with the governor and others talking about the great state of Texas. So I am lucky that I get to be here with you tonight and see so many friends. Paige, thank you for the energy that you bring to the organization and for inviting me to do this tonight. Really honored. I want to thank all of those elected officials that are in the room with us tonight. All of you are servants. All of you are doing good work on behalf of our communities and all of our citizens. Those of you that are in emergency services, law enforcement, volunteer firefighters, and all those other volunteer services that are out there, we thank you for what you're doing. Three people told me that they wanted my speech to be short because there was some other guy talking tonight. around 8 o'clock, and so I do intend to keep the remarks short. But Ms. Cruzy, I still don't think you're going to make it to watch that State of the Union. Tonight's a great night, and I'm humbled to be here with you. This is home for Christy and I. Those of you that know Christy Chivonik, you may remember her as her maiden name. You know, we started dating back when we were here, went on to college, and proud to say we've been married 21 years now. She's the assistant dean at the Bush School. Amazing mom, amazing wife, best friend, and glad that you could make it up here tonight as well. And then I want to recognize my mother. Without my mom and her influence, and those of you who know my mom, she's very influential. I don't think my brothers and I would have had the love for this country that we do, because she had seen how people lived in other parts of the world. She had lived in other parts of the world and saw that what we've got here in America is pretty special, and that we shouldn't squander it, and that every opportunity we get, you should go out and do good. And so Mom, she served as our chief executive in the vocal house and kept us all straight and pushed us hard. And Mom, thank you for that, for all you do. I also just briefly want to mention, a lot of you asked me about my brothers. My brother Bo is here with us tonight, and also a veteran, U.S. Army Ranger. And our brother Trevor is serving currently right now on the border of Iraq and Syria. He's a battalion commander, also a Brenham Cub and a proud Aggie, and he'll be so happy to hear about all the folks that we got to see tonight. But he's also very proud to be from Brenham. Very proud of the fact that we all got to learn how to live a life of service and meaning, and it all started right here for us. So tonight we've got the ability to look around the room, and although there's a State of the Union address going on in about an hour, when I look around, I think about it, and I think that this is the state of our union. Communities like this, right here in Brenham, Texas. People that get up every morning to do good work, people that have companies and businesses that they're trying to grow, hiring people, teaching people, educating, serving. How many of you are a volunteer in some organization outside of your primary business, just by a show of hands, right? It's amazing. this is the State of the Union. This is what the rest of America ought to see to be proud of, because something's going on that's right here in this community. And we have to think that it has something to do with our values and our culture. And when Paige asked me to talk about service, I told her I'd love to, be honored to. But I'm nobody special. I really haven't done anything. It's all the people that have enabled me and others like me to be successful in our lives. When you think about this country and you think about the world that seems to be increasingly in turmoil these days, and maybe it's always been that way, we're just maybe more aware of that. And the media certainly seems to tell us all the bad news stories more often than not. But there's a whole lot of good news stories happening in the world that we need to pay attention to. And when I think about this country and our role in the world, we need to remember that our Declaration of Independence is based on the fundamentals that ring true today, just as they did at their inception. I think it set forth the idea that service is inextricably woven into the fiber of our founding as a nation. That although we cannot guarantee equal outcomes, we must do all we can to ensure equal opportunities. Our nation's love of fair play, our nation's love of generosity, of reaping the rewards of hard work, of our faith, of our belief in the future is really unique when you look at the global landscape. All this leads us to believe that the idea of America, a place, as John Meacham so eloquently stated, is an idea that anyone from anywhere, of any color or any creed, has free access to what President Lincoln called the just and prosperous system, where he states that in our finest hours as a nation, the soul of the country manifests itself in an inclination to open our arms rather than to clench our fists, to look out rather than to turn inward, to accept rather than to reject. And in doing so, America grows stronger. Communities like ours grow stronger, confident that the choice of light over dark is the means by which we pursue our progress. I'm also smiling tonight because I know there are many other places that each one of you could be this evening, yet you're here to celebrate the successes of other folks, these people that are going to be receiving awards and accolades tonight for impacting people's lives. You're here for them. And what a great place to live where you can celebrate somebody else's success. All those special volunteers and the chamber's business that they're doing. So I never would have imagined my life to take the course that it has, but I'm certainly proud and happy, both for the highs and the lows, the pain and the joys that life brings each of us, and all of that brings you perspective. Perspective. That things could always be worse. That tomorrow can be a better day. Though the path I took from here has taken me places near and far, I currently have the privilege of serving as the president and chief executive for the A&M Foundation, an independent 501c3 that's dedicated to managing a $2 billion endowment for the benefit of Texas A&M University, tasked with raising money in a campaign called the Lead by Example campaign. It's the largest philanthropic campaign in the state of Texas, $4 billion by 2020. It's the third largest campaign for higher education in the country. And we're proud to manage that and proud to lead that. I've got the best job in the world because every single day as I travel across the country, I get to talk to people about all the good going on, not just at Texas A&M, but in our state and in the country. Every scholarship that we produce, every young life that we're changing and that we're impacting has the potential to impact the whole world someday. And sometimes it starts with that little mustard seed in one little area that you would never imagine, and it's going to blossom. So I challenge you to think about that as you start your day tomorrow. We help students, faculty, and staff. We fund unique programs and infrastructure that helps propel A&M to the forefront of higher education, all while retaining our core values. Service is one of those core values. My experiences have taught me that there's no way I can speak about my future without embracing my past and all those folks who helped enable me to get to where I am today. Those people that taught me about hard work, about integrity, and that service is a renewable energy source. Because the more you do for others, it tends to build, and you want to do more, and it spreads. The theme for tonight's dinner is shaping the future. And it's appropriate given the fact that each of you volunteers has the opportunity to shape the future of those you interact with each and every day. And I've learned over my years of service that together we can shape the future. It should come as no surprise that the ideals of this great nation and this great American experiment, one that embraces freedom and free enterprise and accountability, should embrace service. Every aspect of what we do each day has the capability to help somebody, to lift somebody up, to challenge somebody to be their best. There's a number of the teachers in here that challenge me quite a bit. And without them, I would have never achieved what I could have, because they knew that I could do more than I knew that I could do. This morning, I had the opportunity to be in the Texas House for the Governor Abbott's State of the State address. And his remarks focused on the unlimited potential of our state and its citizens. The statistics are quite remarkable regarding the growth of our state. And any of you that travel around the state, you can see the development taking place and the increase in traffic and the increase of people that are flowing into the state. He said that over 1,000 new families are moving to Texas every single day of the week. 1,000. He said they're moving here because of the hope for more opportunity that Texas provides. He said that America is on the verge of being an energy independent nation. And that's a really big deal from a national security perspective, and it's because of Texas. He talked about the advances in technology, in medicine, and infrastructure that are being led by Texans. So we live in an unprecedented time. And these unprecedented times require each of us to also consider our responsibilities as citizens. As the governor spoke of an energy independent America, I was reminded of the greatest renewable energy source in our country, that of service. Believing in a cause greater than self, dedicating your life and your work to a worthy cause. You see, regardless of how you serve, whether it's in uniform or out, in your local community or on the national or international stage, service is contagious. I'm reminded of a simple request I'd made to a local church here back in 2003 when I was serving in Iraq. We had completed, we'd overthrown Saddam Hussein, his armies were decimated, and there we were, and all of the schools didn't have school supplies. And so I simply called back home, can you guys get us some backpacks and some pencils and some stuff for these little kiddos, these Iraqi kiddos, they want to learn just like our kids do. And within about 3.5 weeks, in the boxes started coming. And that spread across the whole sector. And you may not be able to connect the dots always, but we could definitely. Crime went down, the attacks against our compounds went down, young American soldiers' lives were not as at risk because of that, because of the simple act of selfless people here in Brenham, Texas, that sent school supplies to us to help these other kids out. This inspired other units to do the same, and before we knew it, the children had enough supplies for dozens of the schools to go ahead and start. It was remarkable, all because someone here took the time to ask others to donate. The ripple effect a world away was a safer and more effective relationship for my paratroopers and the local population. For some people, service is just part of their DNA, just comes naturally. And I'll highlight one example of that, one amazing example of a public servant. It's our beloved 41st president who recently passed away. If you'll remember, his passing brought our nation together in a really unique way. In a really unique way. His passing reminded us of the importance of service, of dignity, of diplomacy. Christy and I were blessed with a wonderful relationship with the 41st president and Mrs. Bush. Unfortunately, we shared in common the bond of the loss of a child, our second daughter, Lily. And President Mrs. Bush paid attention to her life while she was alive, and when she'd passed away, the night of our visitation, we get a phone call, and it was an unknown number, and I almost didn't pick it up. And a gentleman on the other end said, "Tyson, can you hold for the president?" And of course we did. Said, "Well, yeah." And the advice he gave us is pretty timeless. And he basically said, to summarize that, he said, "We lost our daughter, Robin, and we've had a hole in our heart ever since. But every day since her passing, we try to do something good for others to fill that hole." He said, "You and Christy are always going to have that hole in your heart, but you fill it by doing good for others." He said, service is a noble calling. Go out and do good. And it won't ever make the pain fully go away, but it sure does help knowing that her memory is being recognized that way. And so we do that. We do that as often as we can. And I think everybody who's had a terrible tragedy in their life or something like that could take that as solace and a way to motivate yourself. He told us that this amazing country of ours allows us the freedom to do as much good as we want to do, and that he spent his life trying to do good. His school, the Bush School of Government and Public Service at Texas A&M, is the only school in the country that has public service in its title, and the specific mission of producing graduates that are going to go out and serve in the public sector, whether it's on city council or being a mayor or any other role like that, to include the intelligence community, you name it, that's what that school exists for. And it brings me great pride that we're able to support that school and that Christy's now an assistant dean there, helping fulfill that mission at that school as well. I also learned two other significant lessons about service from President Bush. During a lunch discussion, I asked him about what he learned during his life of service, because he's the last of the great generation presidents that we would ever have. A life of service that spanned literally 80 years. And he said, the first word that comes to mind is compromise. He said, anything in public policy and anything that's complicated and hard to do usually doesn't have a black and white solution, especially when you're dealing with the government. And he said, there's usually a little give and take in order to make things work so that you can do what is necessary for the people. He said, compromise is required to get just about anything done. He said, you hold firm to your values, to your integrity, but that most of these solutions required outside-the-box thinking, and it required a relationship of respect. And this led him to his second word, and it's one that we don't necessarily hear a lot about nowadays, and it's called civility. Civility. The ability to disagree with somebody and not vilify them. The ability to sit across the table from somebody that has a different view and still break bread. Civility. And he said that served him well when he was in China, when he was director of the CIA, vice president, throughout his whole life, that civility mattered, because he could always walk away from the table knowing that he had his dignity and his respect. And I thought that was a very, very, very powerful lesson. Both powerful words from a man who spent a lifetime in complicated situations. Navigating life. He displayed that renewable energy source of service that I've been talking about. The more he served, the more he accomplished, the more he contributed, the more contagious his style of leadership inspired others. So each of you has the same opportunity to take what you're passionate about and impact others through your business, your volunteerism, and your activism. Each one of us in this room has a capacity to inspire others through our own version of service, whatever that might look like, that renewable energy source. It all matters. Our best days are in front of us. When you hear the national anthem sung by a young lady, as pridefully as that was, you can't walk away being upset about too much. Right? We all have the opportunity to purposely engage in ways that matter. So as I conclude tonight, I can't thank you enough for the opportunity to speak and to reiterate my thanks for all you do in this community. This is a special place. Washington County, Brenham, Texas, is a special place. Don't squander it. Continue making it better. Challenge those students that are maybe on the fence. Push them to be their best. Challenge people to do all they can do for their local community. And it starts in your church. It starts in your home. It starts right at that dinner table. It doesn't have to be something global. Start small. I challenge you to continue to volunteer, to build your successful businesses, and engage in this community to shape the future. We're blessed here, and what happens here can impact the world. And that one little story about a church here sending me school supplies is a testament to that. So don't take what this community or this state or this nation has for granted. May God bless each and every one of you, and may God continue to bless America, and hope to see everybody here healthy and prosperous in the rest of this new year.